First Bhajan is on page 193. Rumalakato hoidur. The soul has gone far away from the Lord. She has to be shown. Now you have the human body, and you must meet the Beloved. Again and again I remember my meetings with my Beloved. My heart suffers when the separation happens. The garment of the soul has to be dyed in the Nam. You came promising that you would meditate on the Nam. After coming into this world, you forgot. Don't forget, O soul, that you have to please the Beloved. For a long time, you have been separated from the All-Owner and are very far away from Him. Now, without the true Sadhguru, you are wandering from door to door. Get your faults forgiven if you want to please the Beloved. If I meet gracious Beloved Kripal, He will give His support to me, the drowning one. O Ajaib, you have to make your soul meet her true separated Beloved. The soul has gone far away from the Lord. She has to be shown. Now you have the human body, and you must meet the Beloved. Bhajan of Sanchyan, page 193.
Rumalakature dure nu samajonani Unamiliyamanisajamakantanu ponani Rumalakature dure nu samajonani Unamiliyamanisajamakantanu ponani Minamura mura yada Piyamalanadiyayani Mary Diladu Dukiya Hoe Jupinda Judayani Minamura Mura Yada Piyamalanadiyayani Mary Diladu Dukiya Hoe Jupinda Judayani Mary Ruda Chola Nama Devi Charukonani Manasa Jama Kantanu Ponani Rumalaka Dure Dure Nu Samajonani Unamilia Manasa Jama Kantanu Ponani Dukarake vida nama japana dayani Du vicha dunia de ake yada bulayani Dukarake vida nama japana dayani Du vicha dunia de ake yada bulayani Gita Bula Chave Ruha Kanta Manonani Unamilia Manasa Jama Kanta Nuponani Rumalaka Toe Dure Nu Samajonani Unamilia Manasa Jama Kanta Nuponani Dukula malakato dura vicha di chiradie Unasacha satguru bhajo dada dada firadie Dukula malakato dura vicha di chiradie Unasacha satguru bhajo dada dada firadie Dubula la bakasha je kanta rajonani Unamilia manasa jama kanta nuponani Rumalaka toe dure nu samajonani Unamilia manasa jama kanta nuponani Chimula jaye kirpala diyala piyara Mena dubani nu a deve ana sahara ni. Jamila jai kirpala dia piarani. Mena dubani nu a deve ana sahara ni. Ajema de ruda sacha vichadirya kanta malona ni. Una milia manas ajama kanta nubona ni. Rumalakatore dure nu samajona ni. Una milia manas ajama kanta nubona ni.
The soul has gone far away from the Lord. She has to be shown. Now you have the human body, and you must meet the Beloved. So there's a couple of announcements. Next Sunday, the festival satsang will be held in the home of Mark and Yvette Chass, and then the following Sunday we'll be back here. And next weekend, starting Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, is the Shama's meditation 3-day retreat in honor of Sanchi's birthday. And as is the common practice, once a year, I will read the meditation instructions early on Sunday morning. And that happens during the weekend retreat for Sanchi's birthday each year. So that will be happening. And there's a small but very enthusiastic group of initiates that are planning to attend, some coming from some distance, actually. And the accommodations and the planning are being done with much, much love. The idea of coming to the retreat, when Master talks about meditation, he says God is all alone and he wants us to come to him all alone. And there's something about going away from our day-to-day lives to a remote location where we leave everything behind. It's very analogous to that. And we do that so that we can have more of an experience of leaving everything behind, of sitting in meditation all alone and progressing. And and the other thing, it looks like we are going to have some very beautiful fall weather. So we're happy about that. Just want to say a couple words about, you know, each month, the Sandbani Ashram Photo Archive Group releases a new batch of photographs. And this last month, just a couple days ago, the photos from the March 77 group that was in India, that group of photographs was released. There were 6 groups in the first year that went to see Sanchi. And this is after hearing Russell's account of being with Sanchi, that there was this real desire for many people to go and have the same experience of being with Sanchi in 77RB. So that first year of groups, as soon as that ended, everything turned to preparation for Sanchi's coming, that he was invited to many locations, and he traveled to many locations, including Sebastopol and Shama's retreat. And it always amazes me that I was in the February 77 group and just experiencing Sanchi for the first time. And shortly after that, we invited him, and it was just 5 months later that he was there. And when I think of all the preparation and all the love and hard work that had to be done to make even the little preparations we were able to pull together, and he was so gracious and so happy. That he was so happy at Shama's because it was so remote. Anyway, rather than go on and on, but what I really want to talk about is in the photo archives, along with 100 or 150 photographs, whatever it is, that have been all retouched and organized and cataloged. There are also these little story cards that accompany certain photographs. So, for example, there is a picture of Sanchi at the top of the stairs where we would go up and meet with him in his room. And in this month, next to that photograph is a short story written by Tracy Letty, who has published various books and written stories that have been in Satbani magazine. And so her little story that is next to that picture of Sanchi at the top of the stairs, it says, "A life-changing pilgrimage. We all know that time spent in the presence of a living master can be truly life-changing. My first pilgrimage to Sant Ajaib Singh at 77 RB in Rajasthan was like that for me. In March of 1977, roughly 7 years from initiation, I found myself in a deep state of despair regarding my lack of devotion and commitment to the past teachings. I also was feeling both dismayed and disgusted by myself, indulgent, pampered, albeit a challenging worldly life. Out in the Indian desert, inside the, quote, strong fort of the ashram's gigantic sand castle-like walls, and under the benign and loving glances of the beautiful one, it took less than 24 hours to move me into a state of speechless euphoria and have acceptance of my family circumstances and a firm determination to follow the path to the end of my days. Grace flowed in abundance. Sanchi said to us once that one way to recognize a saint is by the fear you feel in his presence and by the awareness of all your shortcomings and problems rising to the surface to be dealt with. A few days later, in Simran-laden tears and trembling, I climbed the steep steps to the small holy room in which we meditated with Sanchi every single day. And surprise, on this day, he was standing there, shining and smiling, right on the landing at the top of the stairs. He was greeting us, waiting there for us, individually, to be there for us as we ascended. It was an experience straight out of one of the God-given little stories I've been privileged to write over many years." I'm just going to read one more. This is in each group we would go out for a walk where Sanchi would take the group out into the field, and at 77RB was the little mud hut where he would meditate. We wouldn't go in it, but we would often go out there, and then we would stop, and he would give an impromptu little talk. Sanchi's meditation mud hut. So there's a photograph of that, a couple of them, in this group and in several other groups also. "While devoting full time to meditation at 16 PS, about 1.5 months before Master Kripal left the body, Sanchi began receiving indications from the inside of his guru's decision to leave this world. On receiving these indications, no amount of begging before the guru helped, with the result that it became difficult for Sanchi to pass the days. And in the intensity of this inner feeling, he left 16 PS and went to the village of 77RB, where several devoted disciples resided. There he lived in a tattered hut with instructions to the dear ones not to disturb him from his meditation, except in the evening when he would meet them every day for some time and sing devotional hymns with them. A reporter who had known him for years asked him why he had moved to that hut, and he told him that no one could realize his inner pain, and he had not the orders to speak out." That's from Mr. Oberoi's book, Support for the Shaken Sangat. And then one more sentence from In Search of the Gracious One. Sanchi took the group, and on many occasions future groups, to this hut. During the walk talks, it was located about a half mile from 77 RB Ashram. I'm going to read some excerpts from a talk that was published in the January-February 1990 issue of Sanbani, but also is published in the 1972 issue, January, of Satsandesh. This is a talk by Master Kripal, in which is titled Life is a Game of Shapur. It starts off with a story about Madame Blavatsky. And for many of us, although we've heard the name and we're familiar that perhaps that she started the Theosophical Society, I looked up a little bit more about her, and it's quite interesting. She was born in Russia and lived and traveled in Europe and in America and spent several years studying also in Tibet with what she called the Masters of Ancient Wisdom, which she said was an underlay of all the world's religions. In 1880, she moved to India, where she started to teach this concept of theosophy. And it spread rapidly, but it was opposed by the colonial British administration. And then she went on to move to New York and wrote three books, one of which was called The Voice of the Silence. Her theosophical doctrines influenced the spread of Hindu and Buddhist ideas in the West and the roots of certain esoteric movements, such as Anthroposophy. Our kids went to Waldorf School, and I was on the board of directors. I've never been able to pronounce it. What is it?
Anthroposophy,
thank you. The roots of certain esoteric movements, such as Anthroposophy, right? Close. And the New Age movement can be traced to Madame Blavatsky. So this is Master Kripal. During a meeting with Madame Blavatsky, founder of the Theosophical Society, the learned professors of Lahore, then part of India, were most skeptical over many of her statements. A particular professor remarked, "Madam, what you are saying is a mere rigmarole and is as impossible as flowers raining down from the ceiling." Madame Blavatsky calmly replied, "Professor, do you think that is impossible?" And at once, showers of flowers began to fall from above, and the table became covered with fragrant blooms. Naturally, the professors and others present were amazed. But Madame Blavatsky simply explained, "You see, it's all in accordance with the laws of nature, which are hidden from most of us at present." Then the master comments, "Many of nature's laws are not known to the common man. For instance, one's length of sleep can be decreased by natural law as much as you like, if one has the knowledge of that law. This also applies to the intake of food, which can be decreased to a bare minimum. One can decrease it to a single grain of rice, for instance. As for rest, actual sleep is normally not more than a minute. When Prophet Muhammad was asked if he slept, he replied, 'No, I do not sleep. My soul is ever awake, but my body sleeps.' In meditation, when you rise above body consciousness, the body gets complete rest, and your consciousness increases. When you resume the body, it is recharged and gets a fresh lease on life. In 1912, I saw an interesting example of the use of nature's laws. There was a Muslim fakir by the name of Abdul Wahab who allowed no one to remain in his room at night, yet he permitted me to come and go freely. and in meditation, his body would rise to an elevated position, several feet from the floor. You must have heard about the famous devotees of Dhruv and Prahlab, who, it is said, used to elevate their bodies. It is purely a matter of knowing the laws of nature. If both positive sides meet, they will separate and rise above. Usually people have no knowledge of these things and term them as being miracles, but it is the wrong term. They are in accordance to the hidden laws of nature. Many such incidents occur in the lives of saints. And if we also live as they do, and according to their instructions, we will also become as knowledgeable as they are. For every saint has his past and every sinner a future. One can say that whoever is a master today was like us yesterday. A man with a master's degree was studying in the first class at one time. So those on the first rung of ladder will reach the top one day if they go about it the right way. The present conditions of the world are not at all new. Discord has ever been present in one degree or another. But it is the masters and other sages who see the condition as it truly is in this critical stage. This land of rishis and munis has ever been protected by the Lord and always will be. I'm going to skip forward. This is quite a long talk. Towards the end is when he brings up the topic of life being like the board game of Shapur. And this is from a hymn, "Think of karma and dharma as a game of Shapur, and you become the counters." The counters are the pieces that are moved on the game. Life in this world is just like the game of Shapur, a game with four sides. The jiva, the embodied soul, is born in four kinds of species, born of moisture, growing from the earth, born through eggs, or born through the womb. We are all counters in this game of life, just as the game is played. We all have to reach the home. The game is kind of like Parcheesi, apparently. I looked it up on... We also say that there's a lot of banter. It's played in the remote Indian villages with the old men played this game. The nearer one comes to reaching home on the board, the less likelihood there is of being knocked off the board and having to begin again. If we are having the guiding principle at the back of us, the guru, we will be able to go through our journey unharmed. In the game of life, lust, greed, anger, attachment, and ego are causing our downfall daily. But with the aid of a true companion, there is a chance of reaching home. And if we can reach home in this life, we will have achieved our true purpose. Otherwise, we'll have to go around the board again. In the game, if two counters of the pieces of any kind stand together, the other players cannot knock them off the board. So similarly, if we have the company of an awakened soul, we will be able to qualify for the higher expression of life instead of losing whatever it is that we have gained. When we learn how to rise above body consciousness and its environment at will, this enables us to reach the true home. The kingdom of God cometh not from observation. Behold, the kingdom of God is within you. God's kingdom cannot be had by man because his attention is constantly scattered outwards. The hymn continues, "Conquer lust, anger, greed, and attachment. This play is loved by the Lord." And the master comments, the fifth is, of course, which is not mentioned here, is the ego. And so what is lust? All the mind's desires are called lust. To protect one's chastity is the first task, and also to lessen all other desires. Be desireless. And how does anger occur? When there is a blockage in the path of one's desire and one does not get the desired thing, then anger results. When desire is pursued, any blockage in the way will cause greed, which results in jealousy and hatred, backbiting, and many other unwanted traits. So they are all basically due to desire or lust. If one does receive the object or subject of one's desire, this in turn becomes an attachment, and you won't want to part with it. If you will notice that if water is flowing very fast in a stream and a large rock is placed in the middle, two things often occur: froth and noise. A man who is in the throes of anger cannot speak softly, and in his mouth foam begins to form, all because he insists that he must have his way. And when he gets it, he asserts and enjoys, and that results in ego. So we must conquer these expressions of iniquity. And the only successful way to place a higher desire in the path which will overcome the lower ones, that is the only way to place a higher desire in front of us. The ego remains strong while in the body, but when you can leave at will, you will be able to reach the true home. But unless we conquer the sinful side of our character, we will go on being dragged into the outer expressions of life. So a very broad view is being given that life in this world is like a game with four kinds of births, and we are the counters, and we create our own karmas and dharma. Rise and take a bath before sunrise. Have the sweet remembrance all through sleep. Small hours are the best for communion with Nam. Rise every day and do your meditation. Rise before sunrise and repeat the Nam. All negative effects will be mitigated, O Nanak. So early morning is the most beneficial time for meditation. Supreme oneness of thought upon the true Nam is had at the ambrosial small hours before dawn. So rise early and shake off the feeling of sloth. Go into the remembrance of him, even if you are laying down, even at night or when resting. Go to sleep with the same thought, so that the very remembrance of him will be the very beat of your pulse. And when you rise in the morning, be awakened. Have a bath or wake yourself by any means, but be really awake when you sit down for meditation. With these habits, even in sleep, your meditation will continue. And when awake, even then you will have that meditative attitude all day. He is always awake, never seen sleeping. The masters never sleep. Our Hazur would retire to his bedroom about midnight or 1 a.m., and at 3 a.m. he would rise again. So this can become a habit. When the soul gets a connection with the greater consciousness, it gains strength and refreshment. If one removes the attention from the body and goes up, the body gets perfect rest. The law is that if one gets true sleep, even for a few minutes, it is enough. For those who travel on this path, reduction of sleep is a very frequent occurrence. But for those who have not progressed very far, it is something like a miracle to see a person awake all the time. So when night comes along, be in his remembrance. Go into the Lord's lap and rest. If the night is used unwisely, the whole life is ruined, and those who use the nights to their advantage secure the whole future. Free your mind of all things, and have but a single thought all night, and in the morning continue with that thought, and sit in an awakened state. Your soul will partake of the spiritual food. It is the very bread of life. With this, all gifts will be received. The hymn, "My Sadguru takes me across all the difficulties, here and hereafter, reaches my home safe and sound." Outwardly, the body and all its environments, and inwardly, when one rises above in both phases of life, he protects. He who is the very form of truth works here and there also. How can anyone be of any real help if he just gives a lecture and then leaves us here? So it is said, O Nanak, leave the company of those who are not constant and search for the true friend. The hymn continues, "The Lord himself plays and he himself observes. The Lord himself designed all this. So the game of life is the play of the Lord, who has created it, and it is he who sees all this. The body is merely a shell through which the soul works and is directed. If the trend of man's mind is inclined to the soul, he becomes spiritual. And if it is inclined to the body through the senses and into the outer environment, then he becomes worldly. And if he is worldly, he creates such conditions for himself that he must come again and again into the worldly environment." The hymn, "O Nanak, those who play in the company of the Guru Mukh will win the game and return home." In the Guru Mukh's company, this game of life can be won, and the winner returns home. Those who unfortunately never meet the Guru Mukh continue round and around the everlasting circle of births and deaths. This hymn started with these words, "Get together and become one, my brothers. Put aside your differences with love. Get together in God's name and sit in the Guru Mukh's company." Under the present circumstances, it is most necessary that everyone should sit together in love and share all weal and woe. If all are bound together in love, even in the worst conditions, there will be no fear. Strive to give happiness to others, and you yourself will receive joy. When we selfishly want only our own happiness and care little for others, naturally, it ends in fighting for it in one way or another, and the result is the very opposite of happiness. Love knows service and sacrifice. If you desire to love God, then start by loving all, for he is in everyone. And in true love, there is service and sacrifice. Learn to give instead of taking always. If all in love were prepared to give their lives for others, then who would be unhappy in such a world? You will be living for me, and I will be living for you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. We'll have to stop there. There's more. That's a very long article. That's just excerpts from it.
ਪਰਮਪਿਤਾ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਸੀਗੇ ਕਿ ਜੋ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਤਾਂ ਪਿਆਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਦਾ ਗਾ, ਜਿਹਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਕਿ ਰੋਜ਼ ਮਿਲਦਾ ਹੈ, ਨਫ਼ਰਤ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਅਗਰ ਐਸਾ ਆਦਮੀ ਇਹ ਕਹੇ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨਾਲ ਪਿਆਰ ਕਰਦਾ ਹਾਂ, ਇਹ ਉਹ ਗਲਤੀ 'ਤੇ ਜਾ ਰਿਹਾ ਹੈ। ਜਦ ਅਸੀਂ ਆਪਦੇ ਦੇਖਣ ਵਾਲੇ ਨਾਲ ਰੋਜ਼ ਵਿਹਾਰ ਵਿਵਹਾਰ ਕਰਨ ਵਾਲੇ ਨਾ ਤਾਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਪਿਆਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਦੇ ਗੇ, ਪਿਆਰ ਨਾਲ ਅਸੀਂ ਬੈਠ ਹੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਕਦੇ ਗੇ। ਤੋ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਜਿਹਨੂੰ ਅਸੀਂ ਦੇਖਿਆ ਹੀ ਨਹੀਂ, ਉਹਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਪਿਆਰ ਕਰਨ ਦਾ ਅਸੀਂ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਦਮ ਮਾਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ?
ਸੁਪਰੀਮ ਫਾਦਰ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਯੂਜ਼ ਟੂ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਅ ਪਰਸਨ ਹੂ ਡਜ਼ ਨਾਟ ਲਵ ਅਨਦਰ ਪਰਸਨ, ਹੂ ਹੇਟਸ ਦੀ ਅਦਰ ਪਰਸਨ ਵਿਦ ਹੋਮ ਹੀ ਸੀਜ਼, ਬਟ ਇਫ ਦੈਟ ਪਰਸਨ ਕਲੇਮਸ ਟੂ ਬੀ ਦ ਲਵਰ ਆਫ ਗੋਡ, ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਨਾਟ ਪੋਸੀਬਲ, ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਇਫ ਵੀ ਕੈਨ ਨਾਟ ਲਵ ਅਵਰ ਫੈਲੋ ਬੀਇੰਗ, ਇਫ ਵੀ ਕੈਨ ਨਾਟ ਲਵ ਦੋਜ਼ ਪੀਪਲ ਹੂਮ ਵੀ ਸੀ ਐਂਡ ਵਿਦ ਹੋਮ ਵੀ ਸਿਟ, ਵਿਦ ਹੋਮ ਵੀ ਕੈਨ ਕਮਿਊਨੀਕੇਟ, ਹਾਊ ਕੈਨ ਵੀ ਕਲੇਮ ਦੈਟ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਲਵਰ ਆਫ ਸੱਚ ਅ ਗੋਡ ਹੂਮ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਨੈਵਰ ਸੀਨ?
ਜੋ ਪਿਆਰ ਹੈ ਇਹ ਯੂਨੀਵਰਸਿਟੀਆਂ 'ਚੋਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਮਿਲਦਾ, ਉੱਥੋਂ ਇਲਮ ਮਿਲਦਾ ਹੈ, ਔਰ ਨਾ ਇਹ ਖੇਤਾਂ 'ਚ ਉੱਗਦਾ ਹੈ। ਖੇਤਾਂ 'ਚੋਂ ਵੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਫਲ ਅਨਾਜ ਹੀ ਪੈਦਾ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਨਾ ਇਹ ਬਾਜ਼ਾਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ, ਬਾਜ਼ਾਰ 'ਚ ਅਸੀਂ ਦੁਨਿਆਵੀ ਬਿਜ਼ਨਸ ਤਾਂ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਜੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਕਹੀਏ ਅਸੀਂ ਪਿਆਰ ਉਸਨੂੰ ਖਰੀਦ ਲਈਏ, ਉਹ ਨਹੀਂ ਮਿਲਦਾ ਗਾ। ਨਾ ਹਕੂਮਤ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਹੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਇਸ ਪਿਆਰ ਨੂੰ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ ਹਾਂ।
ਲਵ ਇਜ਼ ਸੱਚ ਅ ਥਿੰਗ ਵਿਚ ਕੈਨ ਨਾਟ ਬੀ ਹੈਡ ਫਰੋਮ ਐਨੀ ਯੂਨੀਵਰਸਿਟੀ। ਇਨ ਦੀ ਯੂਨੀਵਰਸਿਟੀਜ਼ ਯੂ ਕੈਨ ਓਨਲੀ ਗੈਟ ਦ ਵਰਲਡਲੀ ਨੌਲੇਜ ਔਰ ਦੀ ਐਜੂਕੇਸ਼ਨ, ਬਟ ਯੂ ਕੈਨ ਨਾਟ ਓਬਟੇਨ ਦ ਲਵ ਫਰੋਮ ਦੈਟ। ਇਟ ਕੈਨ ਨਾਟ ਬੀ ਗਾਰਨ ਫਰੋਮ ਐਨੀ ਫੀਲਡ, ਐਨੀ ਫਾਰਮ। ਫਰੋਮ ਦ ਫਾਰਮਸ ਯੂ ਕੈਨ ਓਨਲੀ ਗਰੋ ਦ ਕਰੋਪਸ, ਬਟ ਲਵ ਡਜ਼ ਨਾਟ ਗਰੋ ਦੈਟ। ਇਨ ਦ ਸੇਮ ਵੇ ਇਨ ਦ in the marketplaces you cannot do the trading of the love, you can only do the worldly businesses, worldly merchandises can be sold and bought there, but not the love. In the same way, by using any force or by any of our power or the wealth we have, we cannot obtain the love.
To Kabir sahib kehnde hai mata jo kangal hai oh aake ke shayad shaukar hi is pyar nu prapt kar sakde hai, main gareeb hai mainu milna nahi। ਉਹ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਉਦਾਸ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੋਣਾ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ, ਪਿਆਰ ਤਾਂ ਸਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਹੈ, ਅੰਦਰ ਜਾਣ ਦੀ ਜ਼ਰੂਰਤ ਹੈ।
ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਦ ਪੂਅਰ ਪੀਪਲ ਸ਼ੁੱਡ ਨਾਟ ਥਿੰਕ ਦੈਟ ਓਨਲੀ ਦ ਰਿਚ ਪੀਪਲ ਕੈਨ ਗੈਟ ਦ ਲਵ, ਐਂਡ ਸਿੰਸ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਪੂਅਰ ਹੀ ਵਿਲ ਨਾਟ ਗੈਟ ਦ ਲਵ। ਹੀ ਸੈਡ ਦੈਟ ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਨਾਟ ਲਾਈਕ ਦੈਟ, ਦ ਪੂਅਰ ਪਰਸਨ ਡਜ਼ ਨਾਟ ਹੈਵ ਐਨੀ ਰੀਜ਼ਨ ਟੂ ਬਿਕਮ ਸੈਡ, ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਲਵ ਇਜ਼ ਸਮਥਿੰਗ ਵਿਚ ਇਜ਼ ਵਿਦ ਇਨ ਅਸ, ਐਂਡ ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਅ ਥਿੰਗ ਵਿਚ ਵੀ ਕੈਨ ਅਚੀਵ, ਵਿਚ ਵੀ ਕੈਨ ਗੈਟ ਓਨਲੀ ਆਫਟਰ ਗੋਇੰਗ ਵਿਦ ਇਨ।
ਤੋ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਪ੍ਰੇਮ ਨਾ ਬਾੜੀ ਉਪਜੈ, ਪ੍ਰੇਮ ਨਾ ਹੱਟ ਬਕਾਏ, ਰਾਜਾ ਰਾਣਾ ਰੰਗ ਸਭੀ ਸੀਸ ਦੀਏ ਲੈ ਜਾਏ।
ਸੋ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਲਵ ਡਜ਼ ਨਾਟ ਗਰੋ ਇਨ ਦ ਫਾਰਮਸ, ਲਵ ਕੈਨ ਨਾਟ ਬੀ ਸੋਲਡ ਔਨ ਦ ਇਨ ਦ ਸ਼ਾਪਸ, ਵੈਦਰ ਵਨ ਇਜ਼ ਕਿੰਗ ਔਰ ਪੌਪਰ, ਐਨੀ ਵਨ ਹੂ ਸੈਕਰੀਫਾਈਸਿਸ ਹਿਸ ਹੈਡ ਕੈਨ ਗੈਟ ਦ ਲਵ।
ਸੀਸ ਦਾ ਕੀ ਦੇਣਾ ਹੈ? ਜੋ ਸੰਤ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਪਿਆਰ ਨੂੰ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਕਰਨ ਦਾ ਸਾਧਨਾ ਉਹ ਤਰੀਕਾ ਦੱਸਦੇ ਹੈ, ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਸਿਮਰਨ ਕਰਕੇ ਸਰੀਰ ਨੂੰ ਖਾਲੀ ਕਰਕੇ ਨੌ ਦੁਆਰਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਅੱਖਾਂ ਦੇ ਪਿੱਛੇ ਆਉਣਾ ਹੈ, ਜਿੱਥੇ ਕਿ ਦਿਨ ਰਾਤ ਉਹ ਪਿਆਰ ਭਰੀ ਆਵਾਜ਼ ਤਨਕਾਰਾਂ ਦੇ ਰਹੀ ਹੈ। ਉਹੀ ਪਿਆਰ ਦਾ ਸਰੂਪ ਹੈ, ਉਹੀ ਪਿਆਰ ਹੈ, ਉਹਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਜੁੜਨਾ ਹੀ ਸੱਚਾ ਪਿਆਰ ਪੈਦਾ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ।
ਵਟ ਡਜ਼ ਇਟ ਮੀਨ ਬਾਈ ਸੈਕਰੀਫਾਈਜ਼ਿੰਗ ਵਨਸ ਹੈਡ? ਵਟ ਐਵਰ ਲਵਿੰਗਲੀ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰਸ ਹੈਵ ਟੋਲਡ ਅਸ ਟੂ ਡੂ ਅਵਰ ਮੈਡੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ, and how we have to rise above our own body consciousness, how we have to withdraw from all the outer things and bring our attention at the eye center where that flow of love, that great loving sound of God is always coming. So after rising above the body, withdrawing from all the outer things, and when we come to the eye center, getting ourselves connected with that flow of love, that flow of sound, is what is called by achieving or obtaining that love. The true love gets manifested within us only when we come to the eye center.
To swami ji maharaj pyar na kehnde hai tusi ki karo akhaan de piche aao, jadon chetni satya tuhadi sari akhaan de piche aa jayegi, tuhade andar oh anhad shabad jidi ke koi limit nahi, oh dine di raat nu vi padaish to leke maut tak oh tunkaran de reya hai, ohde naal judna hai, oh pragat ho jayega.
So swami ji maharaj here lovingly says that what you should do, you should come behind your eyes. When you will come at your eye center behind the eyes, and when all your consciousness, all your attention is concentrated, when all of your attention is brought at the eye center, then what will happen? You will start listening to that limitless sound which is coming in your within. That sound is limitless. It is always there. Right from our birth until we leave the body, that sound is present within us. And that sound is the only thing which has created this whole creation.
Pyare isse nu jiyonde marna kehnde hai, isse nu sees vadd ke agge rakhan nu kehnde hai. Dunyavi sees santan ne ki karna hunda hai, ਇਹ ਜਦੋਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਗੁਰੂ ਦਾ ਸੀਸ ਸਮਝਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਗੁਰੂ ਨੂੰ ਵਾਰ ਚੁੱਕੇ ਹਾਂ, ਦੇ ਚੁੱਕੇ ਹਾਂ, ਇਹਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਫਿਰ ਹੋਰ ਕਿਸੇ ਦਾ ਕਬਜ਼ਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਗਾ। ਫਿਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਥਾਂ ਥਾਂ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਇਸ ਨੂੰ ਝੁਕਾਉਂਦੇ ਨਹੀਂ, ਥਾਂ ਥਾਂ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਪਿਆਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਢੂੰਡਦੇ ਗੇ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਸੱਚਾ ਪਿਆਰ ਤਾਂ ਸਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਹੈ।
ਡੀਅਰ ਵੰਸ, ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਵਾਟ ਇਜ਼ ਕਾਲਡ ਟੂ ਡਾਈ ਵਾਈਲ ਲਿਵਿੰਗ, ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਵਾਟ ਇਜ਼ ਕਾਲਡ ਵੈਨ ਵੀ ਸੇ ਟੂ ਕੱਟ ਵੰਸ ਓਨ ਹੈਡ ਐਂਡ ਪ੍ਰੈਜੈਂਟ ਇਟ ਟੂ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ। ਮਾਸਟਰਸ ਡੂ ਨਾਟ ਨੀਡ ਯੋਰ ਫਿਜ਼ੀਕਲ ਹੈਡ, ਦੇ ਆਰ ਨਾਟ ਲੁਕਿੰਗ ਫਾਰ ਦੈਟ, ਬਟ ਵੈਨ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਸੈਕਰੀਫਾਈਸਡ ਅਵਰਸੈਲਵਸ ਟੂ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ, ਵੈਨ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਸਰੈਂਡਰਡ ਅਵਰਸੈਲਵਸ ਟੂ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ, then we do not go to different places looking for the love, we do not go to different places bowing down our heads to them, because when we understand that this head, this whole being belongs to the master, then we only do the thing which the master has told us to do.
Kabir sahib kehnde hai, gur te naam dijiye sees dijiye daan, lobhi sees na de sake, lobhi sees nahi de sakda ga, ਪਿਆਰ ਦੀ ਬਾਤ ਜ਼ਰੂਰ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ।
ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇਡ ਦੈਟ ਫਰੋਮ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਯੂ ਰਿਸੀਵ ਦ ਨਾਮ ਐਂਡ ਗਿਵ ਅਪ ਯੋਰ ਹੈਡ ਟੂ ਹਿਮ। ਅ ਗ੍ਰੀਡੀ ਪਰਸਨ ਕੈਨੋਟ ਡੂ ਦੈਟ, ਹੀ ਕੈਨ ਓਨਲੀ ਟਾਕ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਦ ਲਵ, ਬਟ ਹੀ ਕੈਨੋਟ ਰੀਅਲੀ ਸਰੈਂਡਰ ਹਿਮਸੈਲਫ ਟੂ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ।
ਮੈਂ ਰਾਜਸਥਾਨ ਦਾ ਵਾਕਿਆ ਦੱਸਦਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ, 2 ਸਾਲ ਦੀ ਬਾਤ ਹੈ। ਇੱਕ ਚੌਧਰੀ ਆਇਆ, ਉਹ ਕਾਫੀ ਮਜ਼ਬੂਤ ਸੀਗਾ। ਉਹ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਹੋਰਾਂ ਕਈਆਂ ਤੋਂ ਪੁੱਛਦਾ ਫਿਰਿਆ ਕਿ ਬਈ ਜਿਉਂਦੇ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਮਰਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੈ। ਉਹਨਾਂ ਪ੍ਰੇਮੀਆਂ ਨੇ ਕਿਹਾ ਵੀ ਸੰਤ ਆਉਣਗੇ, ਤੂੰ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਪੁੱਛ ਲਈ। ਜਦ ਮੈਂ ਨਾਮਦਾਨ ਦੇਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਤੁਰਿਆ, ਉਹ ਅੱਗੇ ਖੜ ਗਿਆ, ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗਾ ਜੀ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਉਹ ਜ਼ਰਾ ਦੱਸ ਕੇ ਜਾਇਓ, ਜਿੰਦੇ ਕਿਵੇਂ ਮਰੀਦਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ। ਮੈਂ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਕਿਹਾ ਹੱਸ ਕੇ, ਮੈਂ ਕਿਹਾ ਚੌਧਰੀ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਬੜੀ ਖੁਸ਼ੀ ਹੈ, ਤੂੰ ਬੜੀ ਉੱਚੀ ਗੱਲ ਪੁੱਛਣ ਆਇਆ, ਉੱਚਾ ਖਿਆਲ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਆਇਆ ਹੈ। ਆ ਪਿਆਰਿਆ ਮੈਂ ਉਹੀ ਕੁਛ ਸਿਖਾਉਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਚੱਲਿਆ, ਤੂੰ ਵੀ ਆ। ਮੈਨੂੰ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਹਾਂ ਕਿਤੇ ਫੇਰ ਦੇਖਾਂਗੇ, 2 ਸਾਲ ਹੋ ਗਏ ਮੈਂ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਹਾਲ ਤੱਕ ਦੇਖਿਆ ਨਹੀਂ ਗਾ। ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਲੋਕ ਪ੍ਰੇਮ ਨੂੰ ਦਾ ਨਾਂ ਤਾਂ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਆ, ਜਿੰਦੇ ਮਰਨ ਦਾ ਨਾਂ ਤਾਂ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਆ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਲੋਭੀ ਆਦਮੀ ਇਸ ਪਾਸੇ ਆ ਹੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਕਦਾ।
ਅਬਾਊਟ 2 ਈਅਰਸ ਅਗੋ ਵਨ ਜੈਂਟਲਮੈਨ ਕੇਮ ਟੂ ਸੀ ਮੀ ਇਨ ਰਾਜਸਥਾਨ, ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਹੈਡ ਹਰਡ ਫਰੋਮ ਅਦਰ ਪੀਪਲ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਦਿਸ ਫਰੇਜ਼ ਆਫ ਟੂ ਡਾਈ ਵਾਈਲ ਲਿਵਿੰਗ। ਸੋ ਹੀ ਵੈਂਟ ਟੂ ਡਿਫਰੈਂਟ ਪੀਪਲ ਐਂਡ ਆਸਕਡ ਥੈਮ ਦੈਟ ਹਾਊ ਡਸ ਵਨ ਡਾਈ ਵਾਈਲ ਲਿਵਿੰਗ, and when he was not satisfied, he was told that he should go and come to see me and he should ask me that question. So when I was going for the initiation, he came and then he asked me that, master, you tell me that how does one die while living. I told him that I was very happy that you have asked me such a high question and it is a very good thought of yours, but let me tell you that I am going to teach people how one can do that, and why don't you also come and get the initiation. Then he said that well, maybe some other time I will come and then I will learn from you. So I mean to say that everybody talks about the love, everyone talks about giving up one's head and sacrificing. But when it comes to doing that, then the greedy person cannot do that. He can only talk about it, but he is not ready to do that, because I have not seen that person again in this last 2 years.
ਇਹ ਸਹਿਜ ਯੋਗ ਹੈ, ਇਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਸਰੀਰ ਨੂੰ ਕਸ਼ਟ ਦੇਣ ਦੀ ਜ਼ਰੂਰਤ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦੀਗੀ। ਇਹ ਪਿਆਰ ਦਾ ਮਾਰਗ ਹੈ। ਔਰ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਸੀ, ਜਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਕੰਡਿਆਲੀ ਝਾੜੀ ਉੱਪਰ ਕੋਈ ਰੇਸ਼ਮ ਦਾ ਕੱਪੜਾ ਪਿਆ ਹੈ, ਅਗਰ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਆਪਾਂ ਜਲਦੀ ਜ਼ਬਰਦਸਤੀ ਚੱਕਾਂਗੇ ਤਾਂ ਉਹ ਪਾਟ ਜਾਏਗਾ, ਅਗਰ ਆਹਿਸਤਾ ਆਹਿਸਤਾ ਆਪਾਂ ਉਸਨੂੰ ਨਿਕਾਲਾਂਗੇ ਤਾਂ ਕੱਪੜਾ ਸਾਫ਼ ਬਚਾ ਲਾਂਗੇ, ਉਹ ਫਟੇਗੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਕੰਡਿਆਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ। ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਸਾਡੀ ਆਤਮਾ ਜੋ ਹੈ ਇਹ ਰੋਮ ਰੋਮ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਫਸੀ ਹੋਈ ਹੈ, ਬਲਕਿ ਇੱਥੋਂ ਵੀ ਗਾਹਾਂ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਫਸੀ ਹੋਈ ਹੈ। ਤਾਂ ਸੰਤ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਬੜੇ ਪਿਆਰ ਨਾਲ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਅਗਰ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਚੱਲਦੇ ਫਿਰਦੇ ਉੱਠਦੇ ਬਹਿੰਦੇ ਸਿਮਰਨ ਕਰੋਗੇ, ਤਾਂ ਅਗਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਚੱਲਦੇ ਫਿਰਦੇ ਸਿਮਰਨ ਕਰੀਏ, ਗੱਲਾਂ ਕਰਦਿਆਂ ਦਾ ਸਿਮਰਨ ਵੀ ਚਾਲੂ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਫਿਰ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਬੈਠ ਕੇ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਲੱਤਾਂ ਅਕੜਾਉਣ ਦੀ ਜ਼ਰੂਰਤ ਨਹੀਂ ਪੈਂਦੀ ਗੀ। ਜਦ ਵੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਬੈਠਾਂਗੇ ਫੌਰਨ ਸਾਡੀ ਸੁਰਤ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਹੈ, ਆਤਮਾ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਸਿਮਟ ਕੇ ਇੱਥੇ ਆ ਜਾਏਗੀ ਔਰ ਬੜੀ ਜਲਦੀ ਸ਼ਬਦ 'ਤੇ ਅਸਵਾਰ ਹੋ ਜਾਏਗੀ, ਆਪਣੇ ਘਰ ਪਹੁੰਚੇਗੀ।
The meditation which we do are the practices of the Sahaj Yoga or the Easy Yoga, in which we do not have to give too much of pain to our body. It is a yoga or it is a practice which we can do very easily, since this is the path of the love and it is not the path in which you give pain to your body. Masters lovingly explained to us that in this path you can easily do your devotion by doing the Simran, by bringing your attention at the eye center, As far as doing the similar is concerned, we can easily do it all the times, even when we are walking, talking to people and going from here and there and doing all our works. Because when we do the Simran during the day, when we are not meditating, then we have done enough Simran so that when we sit for the meditation, we do not have to give too much pain to our legs, we do not have to struggle too hard to do the Simran over there and to get the concentration at the eye center. Because if we have done enough Simran during the day, if our mind is already settled by doing the Simran, then whenever we sit in the meditation, we just need to do Simran a little bit and our attention will go right up at our eye center and then we will not have to struggle to gain the concentration.
Aam taur te assi ki karde hain, ture phirde, gallan karde, safar karde, Simran nahi karde, kai ki ghante Simran nu bhulle rehne hain, jad kite satsang vich jaane hain. ਉੱਥੇ ਦੇਖਾ ਦੇਖੀ ਸਾਡੇ 'ਤੇ ਰੰਗ ਚੜ੍ਹਦਾ ਹੈ, ਫਿਰ ਸਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਸਾਡਾ ਮਨ ਕਾਹਲੀ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਫਿਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਬੈਠਣਾ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਸਰੀਰ ਨੂੰ ਥਕਾ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਫਿਰ ਕਈ ਕਈ ਦਿਨ ਨਹੀਂ ਬੈਠਦੇ ਗਏ ਕਿ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਤਾਂ ਥਕੇਵਾਂ ਹੋਇਆ ਹੈ। ਤੋ ਸੰਤ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਇਹ ਜ਼ੋਰਾ ਜ਼ਰਬੀ ਦਾ ਮਤ ਨਹੀਂ ਗਾ, ਇਹ ਤਾਂ ਸਹਿਜ ਯੋਗ ਹੈ, ਪਿਆਰ ਦਾ ਮਤ ਹੈ।
ਮਾਸਟਰ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਯੂਸ ਟੂ ਗਿਵ ਦੀ ਐਗਜ਼ਾਮਪਲ ਆਫ ਅ ਸਿਲਕ ਕਲੋਥ ਵਿਚ ਇਜ਼ ਥਰੋਨ ਔਨ ਅ ਥੋਰਨੀ ਬੁਸ਼, ਦੈਟ ਹਾਊ ਇਫ ਵੀ ਯੂਜ਼ ਆਲ ਓਵਰ ਫੋਰਸ ਟੂ ਰਿਮੂਵ ਇਟ ਆਲ ਐਟ ਵਾਂਸ, we will not get it, it will tear apart. But if you do it lovingly and gradually, then easily you can remove that piece of silk from the thorny bush. In the same way, if you do the meditation easily and gradually, then we do not have to suffer so much pain in our body. But what happens that usually we people do not do the Simran during the day and at the other times when we could be doing it very easily, when we can do it very easily, we only try to do the Simran when we sit in the meditation, but we do not do it other times. So since we do not do the Simran at other times, that is why we do not have that habit of doing the Simran all the times. And that is why whenever we come in such kind of programs or whenever we see other people doing the meditation, we try to imitate them. And then all of a sudden, all at once, we try to put in so much time and we try to give so much pain to our body, and then it does not work and then we feel frustrated. So dear ones, this is not a path in which you have to stress yourself. This is the path of love. This is a Sahaj Yoga. And this is something which one has to do every day, lovingly and gradually.
Beshak, teesre tarte akagar honde, hor vi bahut sare tareeke hunde hai. Lekin jo simran da tareeka hai, sanu santan to milya hai. Eh asaan to asaan hai. Asi zimmewariyan duniya de nibhaunde hoye, bada asani na simran kar sakde hain. Aur ਸ਼ਬਦ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਜੁੜ ਸਕਦੇ ਹਾਂ। ਜਦ ਅਸੀਂ ਸਿਮਰਨ ਦਾ ਕੋਰਸ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਤੁਰੇ ਫਿਰਦੇ ਹੀ ਪੂਰਾ ਕਰ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਫਿਰ ਜਦ ਵੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਬੈਠਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਮਨ ਸ਼ਾਂਤ ਹੁੰਦਾ, ਸਿਮਰਨ ਦਾ ਸਾਡਾ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਹੀ ਪੂਰਾ ਹੋਇਆ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਫੌਰਨ ਆਵਾਜ਼ ਆਉਣੀ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਹੋਏਗੀ, ਸਾਡੀ ਆਤਮਾ ਉਸ ਆਵਾਜ਼ ਨੂੰ ਪਕੜ ਕੇ ਆਪਦੇ ਘਰ ਪਹੁੰਚ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ। ਇਹ ਅਭਿਆਸੀ ਰੋਜ਼ ਰੋਜ਼ ਕਰ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ। ਇਸੇ ਨੂੰ ਜਿੰਦੇ ਮਰਨਾ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਇਸੇ ਨੂੰ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ, ਗੁਰਮੁਖ ਆਏ ਜਾਏ ਨਿਸੰਗ, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਜਦੋਂ ਮਰਜ਼ੀ ਆਓ ਜਾਓ।
No doubt there are many other practices to come to the eye center, but the Simran which our masters have given to us is the best and it is the easiest of all, because we can do the Simran while attending to our worldly responsibilities also. If we do the Simran while walking, talking and doing other things, then we do not have to struggle very hard. It is a very easy way of bringing our attention at the eye center. And if we have done it during the day, and in that case, when we sit in the meditation, since our mind is already settled, our mind is already quiet and peaceful by doing the Simran during the day, and in that case, when we are sitting in the meditation, keeping our attention at the eye center, at once the sound starts coming and we start hearing the sound at the eye center, and then our soul is taken up right away and we do not have to struggle for hours to come to the eye center. If we have done the Simran earlier, if we have completed the course of Simran before we sit in the meditation, this is what the master says, that you have to die while living. This is what Guru Nanak Sahib also says, that Gurumukhs come and go very easily, because when you have already achieved the peace, when your mind is already quiet by doing the Simran during the day, then you do not have to struggle. Whenever you want, you can close your eyes, bring your attention at the eye center, and your soul goes right up.
Bhavata Nyarali Mema, we have seen the unique greatness of satsang. Dekhi bauta nirali mehima satsang ki Dekhi bauta nirali mehima satsang ki Satsang mehe moti hire milte hai par dire dire Satsang mehe moti mehe par dire dire jisne ko janikali mehima satsang ki dekhi bauta nirali mehima satsang ki dekhi bauta nirali mehima satsang ki Satsanga hi sabasankatare Dubate ko satsanga hi tare Satsanga hi sabasankatare Dubate ko satsanga hi tare Sada rahe khushiyali mehima satsanga ki Dekhi bauta nirali mehima satsang ki Dekhi bauta nirali mehima satsang ki Satsang uttama tirtha bhai karte hai jo nek kamai Satsang uttama tirtha bhai karte hai jo nek kamai Karam hi indra hai ghali mehima satsang ki Dekhi bauta nirali mehima satsang ki Dekhi bauta nirali mehima satsang ki Satsanga me sabha milakar avo Jivan apana safala banavo Satsanga me sabha milakar avo Jivan apana safala banavo Anta pite nahi tali mehima satsanga ki Dekhi bauta nirali mehima satsanga ki Dekhi bauta nirali mehima satsanga ki
We have seen the unique greatness of satsang. In satsang, there are pearls and diamonds, but they are achieved little by little by one who has discovered the greatness of satsang. Only satsang removes all the difficulties, and only satsang saves the drowning. One always remains prosperous. Such is the greatness of satsang. Satsang is the best place of pilgrimage, brother, for those who earn an honest living. One who doesn't work remains empty. All come together in satsang and make your life successful so that at the end you will not be clapped at, humiliated. We have seen the great uniqueness of satsang.